This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn app.
Danielle McCartney.
Sports Radio
101.9
FM.
The Fan.
WFAN.
Well, good. What is it? Saturday morning here, New York sports fans. I'm Danielle McCartney, and we're talking all things New York sports with you right up until 2 a.m. here in New York City and beyond. Yes, this is a quick one tonight, so call up. This is your chance, 888-808-1019. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for making me part of your late Friday night slash early Saturday morning. Alex Azarm and I are live right here in Lower Manhattan. Again, you know the phone number. It is already pre-programmed into your phone, and if you can't call for whatever reason, you can always get at me on social media at Coach MCCARTAN. Whatever, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, I'm all over all of it. So, the Yankees were able to take care of business in the series opener in St. Louis tonight. You ever been to St. Louis? Busch Stadium? After I saw the Cardinals game, I got into an Uber and I went to the Anheuser-Busch factory. It was like stepping back in to like the 1800s. Everything is exactly pretty much as it was. The Clydesdales, the whole thing. St. Louis, fun city. Especially for the Yankees tonight. I mean, it wasn't pretty, but it's a win. I mean, look at the positives. I mean, Cody Bellinger, both at first base and in left field, showed how much of an A++++++, I'll keep going, defender he is at multiple different positions. Some scoop plays at first, and then that final out on a sinking line drive into where he was playing in left field. I mean, Cody Bellinger is better than advertised. The Yankees were able to induce four double plays. Weaver came in, stopped the bleeding with Duvall, and then David Bednar slammed the door shut in the closer's role. He should never be taken out of. It wasn't perfect by any means. The Yankees were 3-for-17 with runners in scoring position. Dominguez was caught stealing. Not that he was terribly picked off or anything like that. He slid and came off the bag as he was sliding. The defender kept the tag applied to him, and he was out. There was the throwing error on the pickoff by Weaver. I mean, there were plenty of things to improve upon, don't get me wrong, but the Yankees were able to pull it off, and you were hoping that they would be able to use the Twin Series as that launch point. Well, maybe that's what's happening here. The Yankees are 3 wins and 1 loss since game one of that series. Max Fried gets the next game, so we'll see if he can rebound from that 6.0 ERA over his last couple starts. Now, The good news is this. Furthermore, the good news is this. The Yankees are a game and a half up on the Guardians as of right now for that final wild card spot. And with the win tonight, they have widened the gap. And not only because the Yankees have the fourth easiest strength of schedule remaining. That's not the only reason why. That I have more confidence in the Yankees at this juncture than I do in the Mets. We'll turn to the Mets. Steve Cohen sent out a tweet, I don't know, about 12 hours ago at this point, that no doubt in my mind was meant to be a direct message to, my guess, Andy Martino. And it's almost like that commercial where I don't even know what it's for, but it's like, don't, you know, they caution you about being your parents. And it's like, you know, all those different things like you can't print the internet, or it's like the wall of things. It's a Facebook wall of, and she puts her actual pictures of her friends on the wall, and it doesn't work like that. It's one of those commercials, because I know that was meant to be in a direct message versus like an actual tweet to the public. Steve Cohen deserved to be cast on one of those commercials, but there's no doubt in my mind it was to Andy Martino. And what it said was, it said, and this is a quote, "Andy, the fans have been great. They're bringing real energy to the stadium. I asked them to come out, and they did. Thank you." Well, okay, it's true. The Mets have the fifth best per game attendance in the league. Only in this order. It's the Dodgers have number one, the Padres are two, the Yankees are three, and the Phillies are four, and the Mets are five per game attendance. As far as total attendance throughout the whole season, the Mets rank fourth. And they displace the Phillies in that list I just gave you. So, is it because the owner asked, or is it because the expectation for this team in 2025, especially after Steve Cohen landed the most coveted free agent this winter, the white whale, was it because expectations were sky high? Isn't that why people are showing up? To me, it's more of that. But whether you're watching the games at Citi Field, or you're watching them from your couch at home, or a bar stool somewhere local, I mean, I think the patience is wearing thin with the New York Mets, and deservedly so. Their starting pitching can't get out of the fifth inning. Their bullpen pitchers take turns blowing games. The top four of that lineup, I mean, it depends on the night. And the bottom third is still, generally speaking, a black hole. Clutch hitting for the New York Mets. Pretty much non-existent, really. As a team, now this is just not one individual. As a team, the Mets are 24th in the league with runners in scoring position. They are 16th in the league when in producing a run batted in those situations with runners in scoring position. So 24th. With runners in scoring position, with batting average, 16th in RBI in those situations. And they are third in the league in grounded into a double play with runners in scoring position. That, to me, is an inverse fraction, if you will. Inverse ratio. Whatever you want to say, it's not good. Now, this question needs to be asked. Is this the best team money can buy? I mean, technically, the Mets are second in payroll to the Dodgers, but you know what I mean. Like, can we start with the starting pitching? Let's go back to when you were wearing your heavy coat this winter, this past winter. These are all of the things that little old you and little old I already knew. Senga is unreliable. The Clay Holmes experiment was going to commence and end quite quickly. Severino wanted to go back to the Mets and would have taken a pay cut to do so. But David Stern said no. No thank you. Jose Quintana, who pitched just fine for the Mets last season, agreed on a one-year, $4 million contract with the Brewers. Was that too much money for the Mets? Or did David Stern just not want him back? I was listening to BT and Sal the other day. They had a fantastic interview with Daryl Strawberry. And I was trying to make a left out of my street into the, you know, it's a very busy street. And as I was doing that, I distinctly remember Daryl Strawberry said it's hard to win year after year when the pitching staff is always changing. Now, David Stearns, and he's right about that. Now, David Stearns had the opportunity to bring back two starters last year in Quintana and Severino, and he chose not to. So you fast forward to now. Severino has a 3.17 ERA away from that Mickey Mouse ballpark the A's are playing in. Quintana's ERA is lower than Manaea's, and he would have slotted nicely as the third guy in that rotation. So David Stearns completely missed the mark this winter, and more obviously, he compounded that this summer in not addressing the starting pitching rotation. Nah, let's just let Clay Holmes more than double his max career innings pitch in a single season by the month of August. Nah, let's just rely on Mr. Unreliable Senga. Nah, let's just sign Mr. I Can't Pitch in New York Montas to a two-year, $34 million contract. I mean, this is crazy. Because all the while, there are two completely capable pitchers in Syracuse that I have been rallying for months. Imagine Sproat and McLean not wasting their innings at the AAA level. Imagine that. Imagine those two men contributing to this team starting way back at the end of June when this was first part of my show and my wish list for the Mets. It would have fixed both the rotation and at the same time, the bullpen. But, oh no, David Stearns is the smartest man in the room. How dare you that you don't know that? And that brings me to my next point. You better have realistic expectations for Nolan McLean. It's not his fault that the general manager decided to pluck him from the farm and drop him directly into a pressure cooker. And by that, I mean into a situation where this team is teetering on a postseason berth or not. I mean, seriously, if the season ended today, the Mets would grab the final wild card spot. And it's a razor thin line. Razor thin. And as of today, right now, I should say, to make the postseason, the Mets have a 74.3% chance, according to FanGraphs, which is down 1% since I checked this afternoon. Now, that pressure should not be squarely placed on the shoulders of a 24-year-old in his major league debut against one of the hottest teams with one of the deepest lineups in the sport. I mean, this is as high stakes as this could be. Now, I go back to the end of June when I started asking for this, and I said, well, hey, look, if you're David Stearns, why not call these two up, Sproat and McLean, prior to the trade deadline? You see what you have in each of them, and if they're two pitchers that are going to pan out, great, look at you. If they're not, one or both of them going to pan out, well, then you have some trade chips to bargain with. Now, this has to work out. Nolan McLean has to become somewhat of a savior to this team, and that is not fair. If he has a great outing this late into the season, this deep into a postseason race, great. If not, you better make sure to place the blame on the general manager for bringing him up to the major league level much too late. And quite honestly, as we were just talking about, this call-up could really be too little, too late. So what do you expect from Nolan McLean in his major league debut? Realistically, in start number one, call me up, 888-808-1019. Let me know. But what do you expect from Nolan McLean? Well, Carlos Mendoza was asked just that. Here's what he wants to see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And then the other thing I told him is, let's just have fun. You know, have fun, go out there and be yourself. You know, we're not expecting heroes here. Just go out there, be yourself, give us a chance to win a baseball game. And he just smiled.
And he's right on the money. There is no need for hero ball here. I personally will be happy with 5 innings pitched in game one here, in start number one. I would be happy with 5 innings pitched. Max of 2 earned runs. I think that is a wildly successful start for him. I hope it's better than that. But that, I think, is kind of like my benchmark. At least McClain needs to be able to keep his team in the game so that maybe, just maybe, the offense can have his back. Now, tonight, I have a question. Why on earth would Carlos Mendoza call on Frankie Montas, a guy who has never been a closer until this week, for a 2-inning appearance at the end of a game? Well, okay. I guess as an innings eater, because Helsley and Brooks Raley, they already had coughed the game away. 5 earned runs between the both of them is disgusting. And here's what Brooks really had to say after the game tonight.
Honestly, I mean, I feel like because of the guys we have in the room, we've been through things like this before. When you come out of this, I mean, I know our hair's going to be on fire. I'll be ready to go. I'll be fired up to win some games in a row and then kind of streak some things together. So no one's going to feel sorry for us. I mean, we've had great leaders. Frankie's done a heck of a job every day leading guys, and there's no one dropping their head. We got lots of baseball left, and when it turns, I know it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, so he keeps using this word when. When they come out of it. When it turns. Raise your hand right now if you think that they can. If. Not when. If. I'm going to go ahead and keep my hand down. Number one, the bottom third of this lineup pulled its weight tonight. The bottom third of this lineup showed up tonight. Lindor and Soto went yard. Lindor twice tonight. The Mets scored 9 runs tonight. And they still lost. There wasn't even confidence in tonight's game. Weren't you sitting there saying, yep, it feels like the Mets are going to score 10 runs tonight and still lose in this shootout type game? And with as many runs as they did score tonight, guess what Mark Vientos did? 0-for-4. 2 strikeouts. I mean, is he ever going to get going? I mean, he cannot continue to be this automatic out in the Mets lineup. And at bat number one, and they're not even good at bats. And at bat number one, he grounded out on the first pitch. And at bat number two, a pop out on the second pitch. I can't watch this anymore. I told you then, and I'll say it again now, I would have traded him away at the deadline. Done deal. On the record, you know my stance on Vientos. Now, Helsley, after an utter meltdown the other night, only recorded 1 out tonight, but gave up 2 runs before he did that. And that's where the game was over for real, right there in that 7th inning. And that's exactly what happened tonight. The Mets cannot pull it all together all at once. And really, that has been a theme throughout the season, all season long. Even when I was at City Field talking to the players during my school spring break in April. It is a common thread and a common theme for this 2025 Mets season. And that is the ultimate reason why I don't think the Mets, I shouldn't say it like that. The fact that they can't pull together all of the different facets of the game, that is most concerning to me. That is why I say that the Yankees seem, I am more confident in the Yankees at this point in time to secure that, I guess, I can't believe we're talking, the third wild card spot for both teams. I mean, I'm looking at this, the wild card standings. The Yankees created a little bit of separation tonight. Like I said, they are now 1.5 games up on the Guardians. I think the division's out of reach. I also think the division's out of reach for the Mets, yet they're trailed by the Reds by 0.5 game. That's too close for comfort. And the fact that the Mets can't pull it all together all at once in the same game is what is most concerning to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.